Hello, welcome to the Millionaire Woman Show, where we'll be discussing leadership, business, and human potential, inspiring you to live rich from the inside out. Unlock your creativity, stretch out of your comfort zone, break through your barriers, take inspired action, and achieve epic results. Now, here's your host, two-time best-selling author, speaker, and certified executive coach, Deborah Kosowski.
Hey there, everyone. We are on to episode 21, Addressing Fears and Feelings. I can't tell you how awesome I feel about these podcasts and hearing the feedback that we're receiving. We are being listened to all around the world in Russia, Ireland, Belgium, Canada, USA, just so many places that it's this outpouring outreach, helping lift people up through leadership, business, and human potential. It is exhilarating. Today's topic is about addressing fears and feelings. We all have fears and feelings. The emotions that we feel impact our thoughts, our feelings, and our actions. They act like a beacon or a lighthouse, letting us know how the world is going on around us. Our emotions are like a sensor, but it's important to develop self-awareness so that you can learn and know yourself to be able to recognize and identify those thoughts associated with the emotions that you're having. Your beliefs, your belief system, and that includes many of the patterns, behaviors you learned as through childhood and other life experiences, are how you perceive and interpret the world around you. Some people believe that if they have a new car, new house, new clothing, or they're in a new relationship, that they will be happier than they are currently. Happiness is a state of mind. Happiness is a choice. The beliefs you have are a choice as well. You can either choose to believe them or release them. Free yourself from any burden or pressure holding you back from having the happiness that you want. Why hold yourself out until the happiness comes along for something better? Why not choose to be happier right now? Simply by doing more of what makes you happy. Do you know what makes you happy? You may be wondering, what has this got to do with addressing fears and feelings? This is where I jump in, because you can't be happy and fearful at the same time. So it's important to address the fears that you might be having, the feelings that you're feeling. Because people often have fears of success. I know, it might surprise you, but they have fears of success, failure, rejection, or even illness. Fear is nothing more than false evidence appearing real. So the first thing that you need to start off with is identifying, what are you afraid of? And ask yourself these questions. What emotions are you feeling? What triggered them for you? One of my favorite books, The Alchemist, Paulo Coelho said, "There is only one thing that makes a dream impossible to achieve. The fear of failure." 2, focus on what you have control over. You have control over yourself and perhaps some of the environment around you, but what you can control. Why worry and fret about things that you have no control over? They're just draining your energy. 3, question your beliefs. Ask yourself questions about your assumptions and the beliefs that you have. If you are afraid of achieving success, you may be self-sabotaging yourself. What are you afraid of? What beliefs do you hold around success? Do you believe success should happen a certain way? Who says? There are many routes to success, and if no one is harmed or ends up going to jail, you can take as many routes as you want. I want to remind you of this powerful quote that's often used. and let it resonate with you about your fear. Our deepest fear is not that we are inadequate. Our deepest fear is that we are powerful beyond measure. It is our light, not our darkness, that most frightens us. We ask ourselves, who am I to be brilliant, gorgeous, talented, fabulous? Actually, who are you not to be? You are a child of God. Your playing small does not serve the world. There is nothing enlightened about shrinking so that others won't feel insecure around you. We are all meant to shine, as children do. We were born to make manifest the glory of God that is within us. It is not just in some of us. It's in everyone. And as we let our own light shine, we unconsciously give other people the permission to do the same. As we are liberated from our own fear, our presence automatically liberates others. That is by Marianne Williamson in her book, A Return to Love, Reflections on the Principles of A Course in Miracles. Why are you holding yourself back? Is your deepest fear that you are going to be so successful? Are you afraid to fail or make a mistake? Guess what? You are farther ahead than many of those who don't even try. 4, mitigate your risks. Do your homework. Learn as much as you can about achieving your goal. Have others done what you want to do? Talk to them. Oh, I hear it. Why would they want to talk to me? Cancel, cancel, cancel that thought. People like to share how they achieve success. They even share stories of their mistakes and failures. Why not learn from others' mistakes so you don't repeat what they have done? Save yourself some heartache. 5, shift your thinking. Failures and mistakes are learning opportunities to improve and grow. They make us stronger. Take a listen to the episode, Challenges Make Us Stronger. Some people have a great fear of rejection. As much as we want to hear the word yes, no can be a great thing. If someone is not interested or not the right fit, you are not wasting your time. Or not getting into conflict that doesn't need to be there. Who needs the drama? If someone is not interested, or if someone says no, it may mean that not the right time, not enough money, not enough information. It doesn't mean no forever. 6 is discovering what their no is by asking questions. Get more information. For others, the fear of illness paralyzes them from taking action. There are risks that you can control when it comes to your health and those you cannot. Worrying about what could happen is a waste of time. Imagine what you could accomplish if you use the time that you worry about something to be proactive. Some of the risk factors that you can't control include your age, genetics, race, and for the most part, gender. Risk factors that you can control include your waistline, level of stress, your eating habits, and your level of activity. Get a yearly physical by your physician. Get your eyes checked, get your teeth checked. Take care of your health. Listen to your body. If you feel different than what your baseline is for you, you should get yourself checked. That means your body's telling you something. And 7, be proactive in taking care of your health so that you can live long and prosper. So, wrapping this up for you, it's addressing your fears. Manage your emotions so that you can ask the right questions to achieve your dreams and make them become your reality. Sometimes you need to separate yourself from your emotions and question those beliefs to see, in fact, if what you're thinking is truth. You never know the life that you're going to change in the process. And often the person's life that you change is your own. Thank you for listening to this episode. Please be sure to share this with other people. Email us at Deborah@DeborahKozowski.com. I'd love to hear your feedback. Give us a high 5-star on iTunes reviews. And we would love for you to go on over to our website at www.DeborahKozowski.com. Sign up for our newsletter. Don't miss out on episodes, articles, new information that's going on, where I might be speaking. And don't forget about my new book coming out at letsbecurious.ca. And if you want the show notes, go to www.themillionairewoman.com/podcast. Stay tuned for our next episode. We are so excited to have you with us. Come back, and we look forward to you being the change we wish to see in the world, as Gandhi said. Go out and make today great. Take care, everyone.